perintah pergerakan, kawalan pergerakan yang dipanjangkan kepada 14 April ini sudah pasti mengundang banyak kegusaran, bukan sahaja di kalangan masyarakat kebanyakan tetapi juga di kalangan perniagaan dan tulang belakang ekonomi Malaysia ini sudah pastilah melibatkan PKS, Perusahaan Kecil dan Sederhana. Saya nak bersama dengan Dato' Michael Kang, iaitu Presiden Kebangsaan Persatuan PKS Malaysia. Dato', thank you so much for joining us, Dato'. With the extension of the MCO, SMEs would face significant impact. How are the steps taken by the Bank Negara may be able to ease the burden of the SMEs?
I think the most important is the SME are facing a huge problem on the businesses, especially the losses. Majority SMEs do not have any income at the moment. The problem is that the Bank Negara has come up the deferment of installments or the bank loan, but I think we hope that the Bank Negara can release more, make it more easier for the SMEs to defer the loan. I think there are a lot of conditions, individual banks have said, we hope that the Bank Negara can work and can make it more easier.
Dato, some of the businesses have suggested for the government to help the SMEs to pay wages off for employees to avoid mass layoffs by the company. Yes. Is this the best way, and what is the win-win situation here for the government and also for the businesses?
I think the most important is, I think, just mentioned that the most of the SMEs totally no income. Even micro, I think they only can sustain for 2 weeks, even some of them can sustain for 30 days. So we are hoping that the government can step in to help us to share among each other. We talk about tripartite. Not only employers have to responsible for it, but employees and the government to share among the costs of the salary to pay off for the staff.
Dato, also retailers are facing huge loss. Same goes to those in the tourism industry. Some have suggested for the government to maybe exempt them from the mandatory contributions to the EPF, the Human Resources Development Fund, HRDF, and also other levies such as the SOCSO, EIS, and also immediate deferment of corporate and also individual taxes up to 6 months. Is this the best way in your opinion? And how can the benefit of the employees be taken care of?
I think this is the most important. This is what we have requested. The government deferred all the salary payments for 6 months at least, for SME to have a brief, to be able to sustain, do not need to pay extra this additional cost. Since SME got no income totally, we hope they can reduce the burdens of SME. Hope the government can defer all the salary payments like EPF, income tax, whatever, for 6 months.
Dato', I want to get your view, and because you have a lot of members under your association. Now, the government has listed essential industries to be operated as usual during the MCO. However, some argue that there's no clear guideline of essential industries. For instance, if I may, the supply of the chicken is listed under the essential services. However, for example, there are small firms which produce screws used to put together chicken incubators, for instance. Should they be gazetted as the essential services as well? Do you think that the term essential services should be broadened in order to not disrupt the supply chain?
Yeah, I think that's very important. This is what we have been communicating with the government, especially NITI and also Ministry of Agriculture, to loosen or to get the whole supply chain of essential items to be able to connect. We don't want the whole supply chain to break down so that it will affect the supply of the goods to the market. So the rakyat can't buy the product. That's what we have been communicating with the government. Hope that the whole supply chain will be able to connect and the food supply to the market will be enough for the rakyat to buy.
Dato, last but not least, what are the main concerns of SMEs currently facing in the MCO and also, as COVID-19 rampant and all that, what are their main concerns?
I think most of the SME concern is how to sustain the business in coming after the COVID-19. The majority of SMEs, don't know what to do, as for COVID-19, the big CMO, for 2 weeks, now extended to another 2 weeks, so totally 1 whole month. For the most majority of SME, I think close to 80-90% of SME totally got no income, zero income, that's expected.
Okay, Dato', thank you so much for joining us at this time, Dato'. Terutama Datuk Michael Kang, iaitu Presiden Persatuan PKS Malaysia atau SME Malaysia.